This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Colleen Rowley is back in the news. She's the FBI agent from the Minneapolis field office who exposed how the Bureau mishandled warning signs before the September the 11th terrorist attacks. Now the 22-year veteran of the agency has blown another whistle. In a letter to FBI Director Robert Mueller, Rowley says the FBI is nowhere close to being ready to handle what she says could be a flood of terrorism that might follow a U.S. attack on Iraq. Excerpts of the letter appear today in the New York Times. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has been involved with the longest investigation of the FBI in two decades. It's been concerned with many of these same issues, and Senator Leahy joins us now by phone from Capitol Hill. Good of you to be back with us on Talk of the Nation, Senator.
Nice to be with you, Neil.
Senator Leahy, what did you think when you read Colleen Rowley's letter to her boss, FBI Director Mueller, today?
Well, I was somewhat surprised by it. There were a number of things that did not break new ground. I was surprised that she went public with it, that she didn't send it to the director and wait for his response. Now, she may well have felt that the only way to get this out and to make sure people know about it was to go public, but there are things raised in it, whether Massawi and Reed were adequately interrogated. Certainly, if there's any indication that they're willing to talk more, of course they should be interrogated. But I would feel more comfortable if the director at least had a chance to respond to the letter.
One of the points, as you mentioned, she raised was whether those two, one convicted, an admitted terrorist, and the other one whose trial is still pending, whether they should have been interrogated. Rather, the focus should have been on interrogation, finding out what they knew, rather than on prosecution.
Well, they're going to be prosecuted for a significant period of time anyway. But I think sometimes the Department of Justice is far more concerned about what kind of penalties they get. I'm far more concerned about what kind of information. We had this situation for an entirely different matter in New York, where they had a witness who, for some leniency, in this case the leniency being a life sentence, was willing to talk about others, and that was not acceptable to the Department of Justice. They wanted a tougher sentence, mm-hmm. and so he refused to talk. We have to understand, as much as we want to punish these people, and I'm a former prosecutor, of course I wanted to, but we have to understand that sometimes if you can get a lot more information and stop another attack from hitting us, that benefits the United States considerably.
Well, last week, you and Republican Senators Charles Grassley and Mr. Specter of Pennsylvania issued an interim report of your conclusions after nearly 2 years of intensive hearings into the FBI. Do you agree with Colleen Rowley that they're in no way ready to handle what could be a wave of terrorism?
I think that they are more ready than they were on September 11th. They are nowhere near as ready as I would like to see them. There are a lot of problems before September 11th. In fact, Senator Specter said that had the problems not occurred, it's possible that September 11th could have been avoided. I don't know if that is the case or not, but I know there were a lot of problems before September 11th that are still being addressed and have to go a lot further. Part of the thing is that the FBI is very bureaucratic. They hate to admit mistakes. They don't want people within their ranks to point out mistakes, and they move very, very slowly to where they have faced threats that are new to them. And instead, there are some bright lights. They are cooperating more with other intelligence agencies. I think that the recent arrest in Pakistan is an example of that. But we still don't have all the people there who should be able to translate material that we have picked up. There's still too much time being spent on handling minor crimes that could easily be handled by local government. And there's still this effort on the part of the Department of Justice to claim far more than they've done. I think the Philadelphia Inquirer said that they had claimed 62 international terrorism cases in 2002. Well, 60 of those 62 cases turned out to be Middle Eastern students charged with paying others to take their English proficiency cases. Now, that was just in New Jersey alone. The American people want to be safer. They don't want to just feel safer. And I think right now there's a lot of claims and claims and claims. We're doing this, we're doing that. We're going to put you on orange alert, purple alert, or heliotrope alert, whatever it might be. I'd much rather see people out there actually catching some of these terrorists.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that Agent Rowley writes in her letter to FBI Director Mueller is that the FBI and he are obsessed with protecting the FBI from being dismembered, as it might have been, and parts of it might have been hived off to the Department of Homeland Security or placed elsewhere. Is that a concern? Is that a real concern?
Well, I think there are a lot within the FBI bureaucracy that resist any type of change, but I would say that Director Mueller has taken some very positive steps to improve. But I think he's finding that it is a daunting job. Not only are we facing terrorist attacks that came within days of the time he took office, so that he cannot be blamed for all the mistakes that went on prior to him, but he's had to, one, face the terrorist attacks, but at the same time try to improve an FBI bureau that had become too bureaucratic. I think he is taking steps there. I would like to see us be able to move faster, and I think there are many within the bureaucracy who don't want him to. I think when Agent Rowley came forward last year, that was extremely helpful to us. It brought out a lot of the problems. It allowed Senator Specter, Senator Grassley, and I to continue our oversight. I hope we will continue that this year. There have been improvements. I don't want to leave the impression that have been improvements, but there was a long, long way to improve and still a long way to go.
Well, when she came out with her letter last year, she did it retroactively, and one of the things she said when she was called to testify here in Washington was, I really wish I'd, said this all beforehand, and that's one of the things she said again in this letter today.
And I think that's probably what's prompted the letter as you read it. She is concerned that there will be a new wave of terrorism following the beginning of a war in Iraq. We already have information has been made public, that many involved with Al-Qaeda do want to bring further attacks in the United States once we begin war in Iraq. Not because they love Saddam Hussein. I think they think of him as a secularist, but they see the United States as carrying out a war in the Arab world, and it is a very sad but true fact there will be attempts at terrorist attacks against the United States once war begins with Iraq. What I hope is that we will continue to have successes we had recently in Pakistan and elsewhere, and we'll be able to stop those attacks.
Those are obviously everybody's wishes, Senator Leahy. One of the things that, you suggested earlier in this conversation that perhaps Agent Rowley would have been better served by sending this privately to the director rather than giving it to the New York Times at the same time. Does there come a point when there can be too much whistleblowing?
I would rather see too much whistleblowing than not enough. I think sometimes you can have an awful lot of public criticism, and sometimes it sounds like ganging up. But if you think of the other extreme, not to have any, that's when you do have the problem. That's when those things that Senator Specter said that would have warned us about September 11th that were kept back, a little whistleblowing in there would have helped a great deal. I want to make it clear that people can come forward and point out mistakes in our government. We're always going to tout those things we do right. Same thing in Congress. Boy, you do something where you really feel you've accomplished something, we're all of us going to send out 50 press releases. What I'm more concerned as a taxpayer and as a citizen, that when mistakes are made, that we find out about that. So I'd rather have too much whistleblowing than not enough. And I don't think we'll ever see that day.
Yeah, but you wouldn't anticipate that she would be disciplined or reprimanded in any way for any of this?
I don't know. The law that Senator Grassley and I proposed would allow somebody to come to a member of Congress and be secure in doing that. The question is, what happens when they go to the New York Times or NPR or anywhere else? That's a different thing. A lot's going to depend upon what kind of reaction there is from the FBI, and I'd be interested in hearing that. Now, the number of these things in the letter are nothing new, that they've been said before. But I think that we you have to understand there are a lot of people in law enforcement that are concerned whether our foreign policy brings about other problems here in the United States. Now, that's been the case forever.
Yeah.
I mean, whether we were in a war, whether we're cracking down on spies here during the Cold War or anything else, you always have to have that concern.
Senator Leahy, thanks very much for being with us today.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont is the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, which oversees the FBI. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.